Thank you. First, giving honor to God, the beneficent and merciful one, the one God to whom praise is due forever. Brothers and sisters, I was glad when you said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I want to say in reference to what the brother minister has been saying, that the things are going on every day, we're happy to see things going on every day, because you get the impression that nothing is happening, particularly if you were depending on the news to tell you what's going on any of this. You would think that the shop is all closed down, and no one is meeting, and no one is doing anything, but there's a lot of activity going on. I want to focus on the meeting that we had with Assemblyman Swanson the other day. And by way of suggestion and innuendo, maybe suggest some things that he couldn't say directly, maybe that we could do with him. What was stated for him was that there were a number of problems that the African-American community has that aren't getting looked at a state level. That other people's problems are seen and can be addressed at a state level, but somehow the many problems that we have cannot seem to be addressed at a state level. We see them being addressed at a municipal level, in a city, maybe sometimes at a county level, but never at the state level, and this is the level that he is at. So then, point blank, it was asked of him, what can we do to change or modify the three strike you're out laws? What can we do about that? What can we do about the jail pipeline that leads directly from the schools, particularly when the child has not gotten an adequate education? What's up with that? What's up with the fact that our communities have laws that on the one hand are being enforced with great emphasis, like these three strikes you're out laws are being enforced with great emphasis, I would say, wouldn't you? I mean, they are on a brother, if he steals some cigarettes, they might give him 8 years for stealing cigarettes or lunch meat or whatever other little incidental thing they might get caught stealing. So then we are concerned, because most of the things that we're concerned about, the majority population in California doesn't give about. I'm not going to say the word, you fill in the blank. They don't care about the same things that we care about. They don't feel the same way, and they're not really a concern with these things. So, with respect to the three strikes you're out law, he says you're not going to just go in there and get people to change that because of the political will right now prevailing for that sort of thing to be in existence. He said that there are ways, however, to chip away at three strikes you're out, so that it can be made of no effect, so that the various things that have to do with sentencing guidelines and other little technicalities like that, I don't remember all of those, but it seemed like there's just different ways that you can approach from the municipal level to the county, eventually to the state, to begin to chip away at what we now know as three strikes you're out. And there seems to be a will among some judges to change that and to come up with new ideas like reentry strategies and so on. We need people, or he says he needs people to push him to come up with new ideas about compassionate release. For instance, there's a lot of old, very old people that are in the jail that can't do anything. Matter of fact, they're so old they can't even harm themselves anymore. So then compassionate release would be to let these people out in some kind of humane way and not have these senior citizens locked up forever like that. So a couple other things I'll mention is that Senator Swanson says that there's a select committee on men and boys of color that he's going to be sponsoring. That's going to look at what's going on to young men of color from I guess a certain like 13 to 30. I don't know what that age range is. Do you remember, Brother Master? But basically the age that we go into jail. You know, the age that we get locked out of society, that's what they want to do. Because they've had all kinds of select commissions on women and the state of women and so on. And so then we're looking at these young men and the failure to be able to incorporate them into the society and the economy itself. We also asked him once again, because many of you don't know, these town hall meetings before the murder of Oscar Grant, we were meeting with regularity right here in the same church. And we had been meeting with regularity around the issue of Operation Nutcracker and also on the issue of the toxic triangle, the idea that the communities that we are in are all polluted, particularly the African-American communities. And we were, last fall, we had on the agenda for the state to do toxic triangle hearings at the state level. We had them at City Hall, and then when Oscar Grant was murdered and the budget came up and so on and so forth, this got kicked to the corner. But one of the things that was raised with him and that I raised was that look, if we can have three strikes, you're outlaws, that'll pick up a brother for stealing a sandwich or some cigarettes, why can't we have three strikes or outlaws for toxic polluters that pollute around our schools? Y'all can clap on that one. That's a good idea. Don't you think that's a good idea? I mean, if they can jam a brother for some cigarettes or whatever other foolishness a person will sell and then trigger a three strikes or out enhancement, what about some enhancements for Chevron around the toxics up there in Richmond? The known toxins that are there that they're monitoring and the toxins that they're not monitoring because they don't want a lawsuit. What about monitoring Lennar Corporation over there? The only thing that they're monitoring over in Hunters Point is asbestos. It's known that there's radiation, PCBs, benzene, toluene, ethyl acetate, vinyl chloride, a whole bunch of other stuff I can't remember or I couldn't pronounce, but it'll kill you even if I could pronounce it. It'll kill you just as dead. They're not trying to measure that stuff over there, and they're saying that the monitoring of asbestos is enough. Right down the street here on San Pablo, remember last year there was a big deal about this toxic site that is two doors away from where a child care center is and one door away from where a senior lives. People have had problems on this street right here. Their eyes have been watering, they've had skin lesions, nothing being done about this. And let me just say while I'm talking about this, you know, a few weeks ago, what is that guy, Gavin Newsom, he's the mayor of San Francisco, and he wants to be the governor of California. Gavin Newsom held a town hall meeting here in Oakland because I guess he doesn't have enough credibility to hold it in his own town. But anyway, he held this town hall meeting announcing his intention to be governor, and he announces that he's going to have this question and answer period. And this has showed you how tricky devils are. And I'm using that word advisedly here in talking about him. But here's how tricky they were. Now, the news media and the news coverage afterwards said, black Muslims interrupt governor's town hall meeting. That's what they said. I don't know, did y'all see that? They've been saying, but from that point on, they've been saying that there's this war, personality war or whatever war between the Nation of Islam and the mayor's office. And they said that the Nation of Islam got up in this meeting, got up in his meeting where he's trying to be the governor and wouldn't let people from Oakland speak. I just want you to hear this, because what happened was, it wasn't the Nation of Islam that interrupted his meeting. I interrupted his meeting.
That's right.
Just because a brother stands up with a tie on and has a serious look, that automatically qualifies you to be from the Nation of Islam. So I guess that's a compliment. So I told this little pencil neck dude with the microphone, I said, look, you got one more time to ignore me. My name's Reverend Buford. I'm from the Allen Temple Baptist Church. You're not from around here. That's a large church over here. And I'm not going to take you ignoring me for one more time. And I'm going to turn it out in there. I identified myself. And then he ignored me again, and then I turned it out. Just like I said, I said, if you're going to try to become the governor, you shouldn't be bringing your people over here and asking them softball questions to have them lob at you. Because I got a real question. I asked about the toxic triangle. Because if he's not doing anything about it in Hunter's Point, and he's not ignoring the situation that's happening around us, what's he going to do when he becomes governor? And so then he's going to do the same nothing that he's been doing. So this is why we have to keep pressure on, ladies and gentlemen. We have to look at all of these issues as being teachable moments for our community. If they don't want to do away with three strikes, you're out, fine. Let's apply it to toxic polluters. They don't want to do it. Let's find some other ways to use it to our benefit. Let's find some ways to bring humanity and sanity back to our lawmaking. And the only way we can do that is begin to hold them accountable and come up with some ideas that they apparently are incapable of generating on their own. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.